This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating what happened on a Red Line train in South Boston early Sunday that caused a man to be dragged to his death. The MBTA has kept largely quiet, citing the ongoing probe. For the family of the man, it's been a little too quiet. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Days after Robinson Lallen was killed, his nephew Kelvin Lallen took the Red Line to Broadway Station, the site of his uncle's last moments. He says he wanted to understand what happened.
I could just feel his fear. He was just here a few days ago, and now he's not here because this just literally just happened to him right here.
According to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, his uncle's arm got stuck in the door of the train. He was dragged to a gruesome death. It is still unclear why the door did not reopen to release Lallen as it is supposed to. The T has been tight-lipped about the incident since it is under federal investigation. But Kelvin says the family hasn't even received an offer of condolences from officials.
They have not reached out. No contact, which is very frustrating. He's a human being. We've got nothing so far.
An MBTA spokesman did not confirm whether the T reached out to offer their sympathies. David White is a lawyer with the Boston law firm Breakstone White & Gluck and has worked on cases against the T. He says he is unaware of any time the T has reached out to offer condolences to an injured party, though he says the law allows it.
As long as you're not saying, for example, I'm sorry that I was negligent and that someone suffered injury, you're not making an admission. But to simply say, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, our condolences, our sympathies, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
The train operator has been taken off duty as the investigation continues. The train car involved in the incident is more than 50 years old. T General Manager Steve Poftak says the train has been taken out of service and he's confident that other older cars are in good condition.
We've done a thorough inspection. Obviously, if we find anything, we will immediately course correct. Yes, we believe the rest of the fleet is safe.
Lallen's family has started a GoFundMe campaign to cover the cost of a closed casket wake and funeral for the man who was more like a brother than an uncle.
I'm just numb right now. I miss my brother. I'm going to miss him. I can't even see him before I bury him. It really sucks.
A spokesperson for the National Transportation Safety Board says an investigation into the incident can take anywhere from 1 to 2 years, but a preliminary report may be available in about a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.